Chapter 9. The Ghost in the Station. Hugo put on his shoes and raced through the rain back to the train station, which was still crowded with travelers. He had no idea how he was going to manage it, but he couldn't wait to bring the automaton to George Méliès. He shook himself dry like a dog and sprinted across the crowded halls, excitement coursing through his body. His hand was hurting, and he knew it was going to be hard to carry the automaton back to the old man, so he stopped at the cafe to get some more ice. Making sure no one was watching, he grabbed a handful, as well as another bottle of milk. The newspaper vendor was talking with the owner of the cafe.
"I don't believe it. Here, are you sure this is true, Madame Emile?" said the newspaper man.
"Yes, Monsieur Frick," she answered. "My friend cleans the police station, and she overhears a lot," said Madame Emile. "I saw her on my way to work this morning. She told me that the police found a body at the bottom of the Seine a few days ago."
Hugo wanted to leave, but there was something about the woman's tone that made him stay. He crouched by the side of the cafe.
"No one knows about this yet, but they will," continued Madame Emile. "The river was being dredged, and they found the body of a man down there. He'd been at the bottom of the river for a very long time, years maybe. My friend said that last night they finally figured out who it was, and they were only able to identify him by the silver flask clinging to an inside pocket. It took them a while to clean it off and read the name inscribed on the bottom. Guess who it turned out to be?"
Hugo already knew the answer.
"Remember the drunken old timekeeper of the station?" continued Madame Emile. "It was him, dead for years."
Hugo knew she was wrong about that. Uncle Claude could only have been dead for a few months, but he wasn't going to correct her.
"Oh my," said Monsieur Frick,
who was used to being the one who knew things first.
"Well, I guess nobody seemed to miss him."
"But don't you see what this means?" Madame Emile said. "The clocks in the station should have stopped working when he drowned, since no one was taking care of them.
But they didn't.
They kept running perfectly. The timekeeper was resting comfortably at the bottom of the river. Obviously, he didn't want to be bothered, and his ghost kept the clocks running. But then they went and disturbed him, and haven't you noticed?
The clocks are all breaking down. The station is haunted."
At that moment, Hugo accidentally dropped the ice and the bottle of milk, which shattered loudly on the stone floor. As Madame Emile spun around and spotted him, she yelled,
"My milk! So you're the one who's been stealing from me!"
Hugo ran into the crowds as quickly as he could and disappeared into the walls, his head still reeling from what he had just heard. Back in his room, he took a few minutes to catch his breath. Then, because he had to get back to Isabel's house as quickly as possible, he moved all the boxes away from the automaton's hiding place. He dragged the machine into the room and walked around it a few times, trying to figure out the best way to lift it up with his injured hand. Finally, he made sure it was completely covered with the fabric so it would be protected from the rain. Then he leaned the mechanical man into the crook of his elbow. With his good hand, he managed with great difficulty to lift it up. He yelped in pain and staggered toward the door, which, out of habit, he had closed behind him when he came in.